Hello, I'm Mary-Anne Kennedy and welcome to this Commonwealth Connections podcast from BBC Radio 3. We're counting down the weeks to the Commonwealth Games with a specially recorded feature on the music and culture of each Commonwealth country. For more information about our podcasts and our terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Eddie Okotan is really like my dad's uncle and we call him Uncle. He's like Nigerian's Louis Armstrong. My name is Regina George. I'm from Chicago. I'm born in Chicago, but I represent Nigeria because of my father. He's actually born in Nigeria and been raised here before coming to the States. London 2012, that was an experience for me. I wasn't expecting to be there, but it made me look at everyone that was top in the world, and I'm competing with everyone, and it made it fun, and it made it more motivated for me to do good and to do better for my next years. I was nervous, but then it made me less nervous coming to a stage again. If I would compete again, I'm less nervous now, so I feel like the Olympics made a big impact in how I compete. I ran 50.8 last year. In Russia, it was a big event for me at Worlds. I just missed the final, and I just feel I have much more to give. My target for Commonwealth in 400 is to dip under 50. That makes me a medal competitor. Like, anybody can get the gold. It's anybody's. Competing for Nigeria in the Olympics was one thing. I loved it. I've always wanted to do it since I've never been to Nigeria to see my family. And going to Nigeria for the trials was amazing. Getting to meet my grandmother for the first time, getting to meet my uncles and my aunties and my cousins. It was an experience that I will never forget. And just to see their faces light up when they see me, it was a lot of tears of happiness. And I will never regret that. I do listen to music from Nigeria. It's one music. It's my dad's cousin, actually, Eddie Okotan. That's my dad's cousin, but since he's older, it's really like my dad's uncle, and we call him Uncle. And he's a trumpet player, very well one, too. He's like Nigerian's Louis Armstrong. He will be one of my many songs that I listen to before running the 400. He will be in my playlist, warming up. I really love this song, Sweet Cherry, because growing up in Chicago, I listened to a lot of R&B songs. Even before warming up, like, I listened to R&B, and everybody's like, why you listen to R&B? How can you pump up for R&B? You know, that's the music I like. But Eddie Okotan, he has the song Sweet Cherry, and it's like an R&B song, but the tempo in the background is fast enough tempo where you can pump yourself up and have an R&B flow to it. And I feel like that song is amazing. The fact that I have the opportunity to run the Commonwealth, I'm blessed. And then I take meets as is another meet, take it one meet at a time, especially after the Olympics, after being in the biggest stage of the world. I take every track meet as one track meet at a time. I don't try to make it nerve-wracking for me. So I feel like now I'm going to be competing with a lot of great athletes, and it's going to come down to who wants it more. And I would love to get a medal at the Commonwealth Games. Oh.
listening to BBC Radio 3's Commonwealth Connections podcast, originally broadcast on World on 3. If you enjoyed it, visit the BBC Radio 3 Facebook page or follow BBC Radio 3 on Twitter. Use the hashtag R3Commonwealth and get involved in the conversation. Also worth checking out the photographs and film clips on our Radio 3 website. Just follow the links to World on 3.